Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. This is the Knicks Post Game Live crew doing a watch along for the Knicks versus Suns game. We're about to get ready to start the show right now. 5-4. Start the stream up. Yo, back at it again. Battle of the Tanks. Big tank game tonight, JLS.
Big tank, big team.
The West Coast watch along. Knicks down to the Suns by the score of 57-49. And yeah, man, this is the West Coast watch along. Salute to everybody in the chat, wherever you guys are watching from. Delayed, but it'll catch up. JLS, how you feeling, bro?
I'm all right, man. I'm trying to watch a good game. The first half is a little bit had like a weird kind of flow to it.
It's weird, very weird flow to the game.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to pick up and have an entertaining game, man. For the tankathon, this is for the tank off. I guess you can call it the tank off. Is that something you call it? I don't know.
Yeah, right. The tank off, right? The tank bowl. You
tank
know what
bowl.
I mean?
All right, all right.
Tank bowl. Let me see what's up with my camera here. So, but part of me. Shout out to everybody in the chat. What's going on? Once again, this is the Knicks doing a watch along because, you know, on these West Coast games, the games end rather late. So come on, we do a watch along. Watch the second half of the game with you guys and then take your phone call. So that's basically how it's going to go. Knicks are down 60-52 right now, third quarter. DeAndre Ayton just picked up his fourth foul. Jay Ellis.
Got it.
Mikal Bridges picked up four fouls in 13 minutes, bro.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to play that tenacious defense, but was a little bit overzealous.
Ronnie Garrison, man. I'm not a fan of that dude. Anytime he calls a game, it's always trouble.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of foul calls. Is it me? Or maybe it was just the steal with the turnovers.
Yeah, that too, man. That too. There's way too many turnovers.
And I don't like how Booker gets away with pushing off with his right hand all the time.
Oh, he's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Gets away with murder.
Definitely. But you know, decent first half from the Knicks. I like what I saw from Vonleh. He seems like fun.
Vonleh was on his barbecue chicken bag today, man.
Yeah, you see what happens when you move this man back to the floor and not the damn five? And he's over matched all the damn time?
Yeah, he was in his barbecue chicken bag for sure, bro.
Yeah, he used his strength. He was one of the only Knicks players who was actually doing something consistently well in that first half. So
yeah.
Vonleh
with 12 points. Let me read my Yahoo. Okay, it's refreshing. Oh, you know what? I got the wrong window share up. Hang on. Shout out everybody in the chat once again. Let's go to the phones while I sort out my technical difficulties. Julian's on the line. Wants to talk about the battle of the tanks and the young prospects. Julian, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, I'm good. It's just this game is so ugly. Like, what
weird
on
game,
earth?
Isn't it? Very weird game.
Yeah. I mean,
the worst teams in the NBA.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, that sounds about right. No, but what I really wanted to talk about was, you know, the possibilities of where the ping pong balls fall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't bring myself to force us to lose. Like, I don't want our team to lose purposefully or on purpose.
Right.
But, you know, if there ever was a game for us to lose and me be fine with it, it's definitely tonight. So, you know, a nice two-game space on the Suns, that would be nice.
Yeah, it
would.
Listen, Suns tank is definitely formidable. What's going on with this Bulls game? Let's check out the
Zach LaVine has got an M1.
Yeah, tank watch.
What's the score?
I think they might.
Oh, they won. 108-107. I guess somebody might have a buzzer beater. So.
There you go. The Phoenix is on a little streak. Bulls are on a little streak.
Yeah. Zach LaVine, 39 points, 4 dimes, 5 boards. Ooh, nasty.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. I'm not sure. Julian, did you watch the game or no? You lost Julian.
All right, I mean, that bodes well for us.
Yeah, definitely bodes well for us.
And Phoenix is actually have been winning pretty much lately.
Mm-hmm.
So if they win tonight, you know, if we win, if you lose tonight and then we start winning a little bit, then I'll be all right.
Yeah.
That'll be best case scenario. Get our wins at the end when all the bottom teams, the bottom tier teams are winning.
Peter Blake in the chat says this was a game-winning layup.
Game-winning layup? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, game-winning layup.
Who's Chicago playing? I guess the Hawks.
They play the Sixers of all people.
The Sixers?
Yeah.
They won on a layup? That doesn't usually happen.
They won on a layup.
Wow. Somebody missed it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Let me try to, my camera still, to, stop the stream real quick, and I'll start it back up. Hang on 1 second, those of you in the chat. Let's stop the stream and start it back up. Everybody on the phone, just stay on the phone. I'm just stop the stream, start it back up. Start it back up, see how this works. Yo.
Hey.
All right, what's good, JLs?
All right, still here.
Yeah, have real delayed, man. I'm not sure what the issue is. My camera's real delayed. Fixed. Go to the phones while we wait on that. Cody from New York wants to talk about free agency. Cody, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you feeling?
Guys? Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, you can sound really far away.
You can hear me now?
Better. Guys, that podcast with Macri on Sunday, that was awesome. Really.
Appreciate it, man.
Oh, awesome. Thanks.
So when I was listening to you guys, I thought about, like, code words that people are using to describe, like, players moving, right? So Diva is being thrown around a lot. Like, tell me a guy who has money who's not a diva.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
tell
I mean,
me, like, most rich guys are super confident, and they, like, they know what they want, and that's okay. I mean, that's how they make money, right?
Right.
So
right.
Why, like, why is it different for NBA players?
Well, because, listen, when you make the most money, the heavy is the head that wears the crown, man. And in this society that we live in, wearing the crown equates to having a lot of money. When you make a lot of money in the public eye, you're going to get shot.
Yeah, but that's America, isn't it? Like, America wants you to go out and make money and do what you need to do and buy the nice car, have the woman, have everything. These guys are doing it.
Right.
So how are they different from any different millionaire who's, like, in Silicon Valley who's I mean, to me, they're not any different.
Wait,
you know what it is?
Go ahead,
Jails,
go ahead.
You know what it is, too? It's this basketball, man. The sport of basketball is different than any other sport. Spotlight is really on the players more than any other sport ever. So, like, you really get, like, a close-up view of their personality and their diva-ness or lack thereof when things go bad or and just in general. So, the spotlight is just stronger just because the passion of the NBA and how it's so player-centric that everything player does is just magnified now.
No, I understand, but to me, Jay, they're not acting any different from, like, how Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, or, like, any of these guys who have money and have to make decisions. Like, to me, they're just acting the way anybody who's in a pressure cooker, they have to make certain decisions. It goes well. It goes. I mean, right now we're spending all this time talking about the NBA, not the NFL, not the NHL. Like, these guys are doing their job.
Who in particular are you talking about with the diva criticism?
No, because I heard it yesterday on the show, and then I've seen it again on Twitter. And the second thing, like, I wanna point to is, like, this people talking about, oh, player movement is bad. Let me ask you this: how many people stay at their job for 10 years now?
Oh yeah,
realistically,
I don't think it's bad at all.
You know what I mean, like. The teacher, the nonprofit worker, the engineer, like, most people stay 3 to 5 years at their job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, our parents maybe stay that 20, 40 years at a job, but we don't.
Well, right now, player movement is just so much more easier to move. you know,
no, exactly, but why is so? But CP, why is that a bad thing when we move all the time?
Yo, you make a good point, because even on my podcast, I kind of talk about how people see NBA players as like kind of like a plaything sometimes. And if you really think about it as a job and you relate to yourself, you kind of get into the mindset of those NBA players and you wouldn't feel as crazy about the decisions as you think.
Exactly, like, and they mostly stay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and they stay longer than most of us stay at our job, right? Like, Anthony Davis stayed with New Orleans for 7 years. And, guys, 7 years with a bum organization. They are a bad organization. He stayed 7 years with them. Like, to me, like, why are we criticizing him? Kawhi Leonard decided that he wasn't going to drink the Kool-Aid if he was going to try and do something different. That's fine. Like, the first player in, like, 15 years who like, you know what, San Antonio, I'm good. That's his right. He got them a championship. How much more does he have to do? Like,
yeah,
I think our standard is I think we're holding these guys.
Sports is different. I said sports is different, bro. Sports is much different.
CP, they go to work every day. They earn a paycheck.
Yeah,
like, how is that different from?
It's not about your job. It's about winning. It's about winning and it's about legacy. And in sports, we want to see the guy that took his team, homegrown talent, and took his team and won with his team. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but that was like 20 years ago. Right? That was like 20 years ago. I mean, I think.
In basketball, that's still what it is.
You know what?
Is it though? But is it though, CP? Because time has changed. Like, I mean, our entire society has changed, and we're expecting these guys to stay like where they were 20 years ago? Really?
Yeah, I think it's generational, though, J.O.'s.
Yeah, like, okay. So
yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
Kyrie is a good example of it, and I always compare Kyrie to like a job type of thing, where if you feel like you're at a job and you're not being used a hell out of it, because you feel like I can be somewhere else and be great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if I'm at my job and they won't let me, I don't know, I'm in construction and they won't let me work the crane because, you know, LeBron's there and the only LeBron's work the crane, I'm going to go somewhere I can work the crane. So it's like, in that sense, the NBA is like a job, but at the same time, it is about legacy, too. There is competitive nature.
It's legacy,
both right,
man.
Really.
It's legacy, man. I think it's a generational thing. Like, our generation and older are still stuck on Michael Jordan won it with his team. Magic won it with his
team.
Absolutely. Bird won it with his team. Isaiah won it with his team. You know what I'm saying? We're still stuck on, like, you have to stay with your squad and build a contender in order to prove your greatness. Nowadays, everything is about movement. The players move. The fans move. You know, nowadays, like, a lot of these younger kids, they're not fans of teams in particular. They're fans of players.
You know why, though? You know why, CP? Because they watched when Jordan was knocking everybody off for 6 years and nobody else had a prayer.
Right. Yeah.
And they have one guy on one team who they don't consider a GOAT or the best because they don't have a ring, even though they have all these crazy athletes, Hall of Fame numbers.
Right.
But they're still looked at as like, you did good. They had a great career, but, you know, you're not shit.
Exactly.
But Jay Ellis, isn't that smart? Isn't that being smart? Like, why am I going to get my butt kicked by Jordan every year? Let me go over there and play with dude A, B, and C, and let's kick Jordan's butt. Like, to me, that's
I don't blame Anthony Davis. I've been saying
like,
out of there for like 3 years now.
I think all I'm saying is, guys, is that our society has changed. A lot of things have changed from where things were. And then we are holding these players, I think, like, we're expecting them to be what, like, it's like they're stuck in time. Like, no, like, you guys have to be this way because this is the way we want it to be, where everything around them is changed. Like, everything around them is changed. Like, they're going to change, too. I mean, like I said, we don't stay at our job for more than 5 years now. So, I mean, a person now working will probably work like 5 jobs before they retire.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. But, like, I don't care if you work at UPS and how long you stay at UPS for. You know what I'm saying? That's a difference.
Oh.
It's different in sports. It's different in sports, man. Oh, who is that? Who is that, number 20?
Oh,
who's
I'm
that? Josh
totally
Jackson?
That.
Jackson just trying to kill Mitch. Mitch killed somebody. He said Mitch just killed somebody. Yeah, Josh Jackson trying to rise up on Mitch. I don't think so, buddy.
Nah.
All right, Cody, appreciate the call, man.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
All right, man. Got number 21 on the scene. Suns up 73-60. Next out there with Moutier, Iso,
ooh.
Ellinson, Dotson, Iso Zoe, and Mitch. And looks like Iso caught Devin Booker in the chops, and he caught this Rashawn Holmes. Iso got a 2-for-1 there. Two players on the same plate.
Put him in the face.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Iso with the offensive elbow. Oh, bad. Shout out everybody in the chat once again.
Yeah.
CP from Knicks Fan TV. My man JL from the Nick of Time Show. We're
having. Can you hear me? I don't have my mic. My friend's plugged in. It's like that.
Yeah, I can hear you. No problem. Yeah, man. Shout out everybody in the chat once again. I'm having some audio delays, or video delays, rather, on my end, so just bear with us. I see the regulars is in here. Shout out to Slick Nick, Call Me Tack in here, SS Television, Easy Wins, KR, what's going on?
Yeah, shout out to Call Me Tack.
Yeah.
Yo, Craig Williams in here, hold it down. Ivan Ballister, Charles Laster.
Ivan, what's
going on, you guys?
Yeah, I should really D. Williams' video looks good, yeah, but the audio is delayed. That's the issue. Our audio is a bit delayed. I should really restart this whole thing, but I'll just let it rock. Okay. Knicks down by 13, 3 minutes to go in the third.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Rashawn Holmes guarded by Mitch. Gets it to Kelly Oubre, guarded by Iso. Oubre with the step back, misses. Mitch with the rebound. DSJ. DSJ out there with Moutier, Mitch, Ellington, and Trier. Here's Ellington moving around. Fleet of foot, JLS. With the ooh, with the right hook. Misses it.
A little short.
Black Caesar, what's going on? All right, let's go back to the phone, JLS. Let's go to Will from LI. Wants to talk about Skip Bayless's comments on Kyrie, Katie, and Kyrie. What's going on, Will?
Yo, what's happening? JL, CP, how you doing?
Cool, man. How you feeling, bro?
Just chilling. Just going just a little bit off of what Cody said off the last call. He's definitely right about how things change over time. But for me, I always felt that it was okay if a player wants to leave. But, like, I just see what Anthony Davis is doing in terms of being at All-Star Weekend, having the Pelicans on your back, getting a check from the Pelicans, and talking about, hey, I'll play for any 29 other teams.
I'll play
like,
for anybody.
That's wild.
Crazy,
like, what?
It's kind of crazy.
I'm just like,
man.
Yo. Like, for me, like, I'm in school for business. Like, I'm at school and I'm learning business. And, like, they teach you that contracts are, like, are everything. It's like, it's fine. Like, I respected more what LeBron did, even though I don't like LeBron. He'll sign a one-year deal, you know, to give himself leverage once the contract comes up. But once you get, like, that five-year extension and all that other stuff, it's like you want to leave, but this team, you have to fulfill that. At least if you want to leave, that's fine, but, you know, do it behind doors. What these players are doing now is beyond me, you know, to quote
yeah,
Ha Ha Davis,
thing,
you know.
The AD thing got out of control a little bit.
Yeah, man. It's wild. And then getting back to my other comment, listen, man, I don't like the same thing that Kyrie's complaining. I don't see him being a diva. Like, yes, he's getting paid a lot of money, but these, like, media personalities are tripping. Like for me to see this tweet from Skip, I blocked him on Twitter after that. I was like, man, I ain't trying to see all that. Like, these guys are, like,
you blocked Skip Bayless?
I don't know. Like, I don't even see nothing for him no more. I'm thinking that I'm big. Whatever. It is what it is. I don't want to see the dude no more. Like, listen, I don't want to see this guy from my Twitter at all. Like, listen, I'm putting all my eggs on this Kyrie and KD, okay? If they do not come, you have to call. I will be on suicide watch, okay? It's not a game. But, yeah, listen, it's just annoying. I don't – these media personalities are just getting out of control with it. It's like every day they'll take something that should be, like, 2 minutes long and stretch it out to, like, 15 minutes of just talking points. I know that it's their job, but
– the problem is that you have you have football season, which is in sort of a dead mode until next month when the draft hype starts to ratchet up. You have baseball season, which is starting to gear up a little bit, but all the signings have happened. Then you have basketball. Like, if you're not talking about the Knicks or the Lakers, there's really nothing to talk about. So, like, the thing about KD and Kyrie, now they're reconsidering going somewhere else because of media. To me, I mean, they practically made that up just to have something to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm happy that people are seeing it, but, you know, it's just, I mean, I guess it's media at the end of the day. And then one last point, I did just want to get you guys' opinion that, you know, listen, I'm thinking that KD is coming. I don't know about Kyrie, but I definitely think that KD is coming. So come next year, you know, when you guys are like, I think you guys are going to blow up in terms of subscribers, JLs, and CT. I want to know how you guys might want to change the show around. There might be a lot more callers, a lot more viewers. Make sure you get the OGs in there. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Listen, yeah.
The people that have been here from day one will get priority. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I want to be on the list.
Don't be right. Claim your spot now.
Much respect. Much respect. All right. Take care, y'all. All
right, man.
Yeah.
Good point, CP. Like, they're not talking about the Knicks or Lakers. What are they talking about?
What are they talking about? And I just disconnected somebody by accident on the phones. If that was you, just call back. Whoever that was that I disconnected, that was an accident. So just call back. Go ahead, JL.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Like, the whole, like, damn near all the Bucks, the whole Bucks team damn near is going to be free agents next season. Nobody already talks about it.
Yeah. No one talks about that at all, man. So.
Oh, hang on a second.
Oh, man, yeah. So, I just, everybody on the phone, my fault. The whole shit just cut out, James.
I thought I heard something in my ear.
Yeah, man. Straight up technical difficulties all day, man. Still in the chat, I hope. They still in the chat.
They still in the chat. If you're listening to the chat with you properly, they still hit us back.
Oh.
Oh, man. We're blowing the fuse over there.
Yeah, definitely blew a fuse, man. Oh, my God, man. All right, you still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. You hear me?
Right. Yo, my fault, people. Complete technical difficulties. I'm tanking on the show right now. Complete technical difficulties, JLs. But I got my mic back in sync.
That's all right. There we go.
Cool. You know what I mean? We're getting back into it as the Knicks are down by 17 to end the third quarter. But yeah, back to your point, what you were saying.
No, I was just kind of backing you up on the point that if you're not talking about the Knicks, because you're really not talking about anything. Because there's other teams out here who's going to have free agents. No one's really talking about them.
Yeah, because it's not the story. Listen, New York, we all know New York and L.A. are the big market. They're always going to get the coverage whenever there's a story. That and LeBron, and LeBron's in L.A. So it all makes sense.
Yep, definitely
it all makes sense.
And right now, it looks like the Suns are making change out of the Knicks, keeping a sense.
Yeah.
81-64, end of the third quarter, going into the fourth. If your team tank, you're happy right now.
Facts. Gotta be happy.
I would like to be closer, though. I don't want to get blown out now.
Factuals. Shout out everybody in the chat. Yeah, my fault, man. Having technical difficulties tonight, man. But it's all good. Gail Humphrey says I'm still in delay. I don't think so now. I think I'm good now. Rome Takeover, what's going on? Marshall, what's going on? Marshall from Fargo, North Dakota in the building, JL.
Hey, North Dakota.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Anthony from Wash Heights wants to talk about Mitch. Anthony, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing, man?
Chill, man. How you feeling, man?
Not bad, not bad. Now, I just wanted to touch on Mitch real quick, man. I'll make a bold prediction. I think when it's all said and done, Mitch would have been top five out of this draft. He would have been, you know. I think he would have, I think if we redid the draft, I think he'll probably go top ten. But, yeah, on Mitch, you know, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day, and he was saying how if KD and Kyrie do come, we're going to have to trade Mitch. And, you know, for AD, the Pelicans wouldn't want anything less. And I'm totally against that idea to trade away all of our young core. You know, I think if KD wants to come, that's great. But he also knows, you know, the situation that we're in and where we're at as an organization. And I think too many times we've tried to speed up the process and we always end up falling short of the playoffs, you know, a championship, and we start back from, you know, from ground zero again. So, you know, I think, you know, it's best that if KD's coming, we let him know, look, you're going to have to give us a year or two to develop some of our guys. Because some of our guys, you know, I think like Tree, I think Mitch in year two, they're really going to develop. And I think, you know, if KD takes that first year and understand, look, we're just going to build to something greater, and maybe my second year here is when we'll really compete for a championship, I think we'll make the playoffs. But in his second year to really compete for a championship, I think the smart move is to just get KD, Kyrie, build with what we have, and keep it pushing. So I just want to know your guys' thoughts on, you know, if KD comes and possibly having to trade Mitch and the rest of our young guys for AD, who's also injury-prone. Just to throw that in there.
Sure. Where are you at on that, J.O.? All
right. Listen, man, I love Mitch, man. I love Trita. I keep saying I am intrigued by the idea of adding AD to that mix. But given the way Trier and I'm going to stay pat and hopefully just kind of develop a young guy. That's what I would like to do. But I'm not sure if I'm going to offer that.
Yeah, exactly.
It does speed up the timeline of AD here with Kyrie. Like who's on this roster is really ready to take that next step and go to battle.
That's what I've been saying. The windows are on the line, so while it will be fun to see a Kevin Durant here and a Kyrie here with this team, the reality is they still won't be ready to really turn that corner. We'll definitely be a playoff team. I think so.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's going to be interesting, man. Slick Nick in the chat said Mitch and Trier stay, and I say that, yeah.
Yeah,
at the very least, ISO and Mitch got to stay.
Those two would be the ones who are most ready to kind of keep it going. But the thing is, I'm not sure the numbers, but if we do end up getting a Kyrie and KD, I'm not sure the money is right for Trier to actually be here, which would be a shame.
Right.
Yeah, I think we'll need Kyrie and KD to probably take somewhat of a pay cut, maybe like $2 million off of each of them for Trier to stay, which maybe they'll be open to it. But I don't know. I guess it's just PTSD. I'm just scared of, you know, rushing things and going back to where we was. You know, I don't mind getting rid of Knox. You know, even though I think we should hold on to him, he's young, you know, give him some time. But if we don't have that time, I don't mind getting rid of Knox, even Frank. But Trier and Mitch is really the guy. To trade him, it'll be tough, man, for me personally. I think, you know, AD brings a lot to the game, but he also can't stay healthy. And what good is he if he can't, you know, stay on the floor for us, you know? I would even though they're in different tiers, I would actually prefer to get a Bradley Beal over Anthony Davis, which we would have to trade less, and you get the production, and you know he's not as injury prone as AD is. So yeah, that's something that I would prefer as a Knicks fan rather than putting all our eggs in AD, who's injury prone. He's a monster. I get that, but I'd rather leave that for the Lakers. But thanks, Philip. I appreciate it, man. Look what you guys are doing.
Appreciate the call, Anthony. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot for the support as well. Go ahead, Jalen.
Does B want to leave, though? He sounds like a loyal guy, which is unfortunate.
Loyal? My man can't stand John Wall.
He's probably mad at John Wall, yeah. But I also heard him say he wants to stay with stay in D.C.
He's just saying all the good things, man. who? Nobody, the owner doesn't even want to stay in D.C. right now with $50 million that he got to cut for John Wall every year. Hell no.
Yeah.
Not every year, but yeah, damn near. He's damn near making 40, right?
That's the thing. But do they have a clause where they can like that medical
medical exemption or something, right?
Again, let's go, Mitch. Knocking 3-pointers.
Let's go, Mitch. All right, here we go. DSJ for 3. Can't hit. Knicks down by 14. 8 minutes to go in the fourth. Battle of the Tanks going squarely to the Phoenix Suns. Down by 14.
Down by 14.
Kelly Oubre for 3. Oh, got
it. Are you ahead of me?
Might be now, yeah. 90-73. Kelly Oubre celebrating like they're about to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
No one in the Phoenix Stadium is standing up except for one person. There was literally one person giving them a standing ovation. Literally. You could tell she was there from the Barkley days.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? The Dan Marley days.
We're reliving her youth.
Oh, my God. Shout out everybody in the chat once again. This is the post-game show in an in-game watch-along. CP from Knicks Fan TV. My man Jay Ellis from the Nick of Time show.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of technical difficulties earlier, but we're back.
He's back.
Expect the unexpected. Remember that, Jay Ellis, as we usually do. We haven't had a lot of problems in a while. You know what I mean?
Nah. Only when I'm by myself and things do go.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, we're going to get you right. We're going to get you right, kid. Like Moody, we're going to get you right. But, yeah, man, back in the day, man, we used to go through all kind of fish.
Oh, yeah.
From sound to video to live stream stuff ain't easy.
Word, first 23 games and my mic wasn't in sync with sound.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Y'all go back in the catalog, man. We had some struggle days, man. Some syrup sandwiches days, Jales.
Word, I was like a ventriloquist.
Facts. Syrup sandwiches days, man. 17 point deficit, Jales. Let's see how the stats are looking.
Don't look.
Don't look, right? Don't look, man. Michael Parker sends us a super chat as usual. Number one fan of the show. Appreciate you, Michael. He says, is Knox worth at least a 14th pick in the next draft? And if so, would you move him?
Nah, I'm not moving him down.
Yeah.
Especially not this draft coming up.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
His draft coming up is not supposed to be that good and that deep.
I don't even think a team would trade you a first round.
Yeah, I don't know either. You gotta have to develop that guy and see what it is.
Yeah, just gotta stick it through.
Stick it through,
man.
And after that second pick, it gets a little murky according to a lot of the scouts.
That's what they say, man.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Robert Morgan, what's going on? He says AD stays hurt. Too much KD, Kyrie, Zion, Knox, Mitch is our team. Hey, I love it. I love it. Carlos Martinez says, at the 10th pick, there's nothing worth. There's nothing worth. Shout out Carlos Martinez out in Australia, JL is tuning in.
All right.
Back to back. We're going to figure out how to get the international callers in as well. Just got to figure out the best system for it. I know we got Skype and all that stuff, but I don't want it to be ringing off the hook. So we got to figure out a way to control it. Make sure we know who's calling, screen the callers. Get Dave on the international waters.
Okay.
You know?
I'll be with that.
Yeah, man. All right, down by 17, 7 minutes left. We have one last run in us. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Looks like the Knicks are struggling again.
Yeah.
Down 19, 7 minutes. Go.
Ooh, Ayton jump over Mitch.
Yeah.
Trying to prove he's a dominant big in the draft. Ayton playing with a chip on his shoulder, down by 19. Knicks out there with DSJ, Trier, Monley, Money Mitch, and Dotson for three. Got him. Dotson, man. Dotson's got a nice jumper, man.
I knew this was coming, man. Yeah, like, man. He's the time.
Jay. Absolutely.
I feel like he's one of those guys who might be actually ready next season.
Yeah, why not?
Like, to me, I'm most confident about Dotson and Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being possibly rotation players next season.
Yeah. No, why not, man? Absolutely.
Booker, killing.
Yeah, Trevor, Devin Booker's killing. I keep saying Trevor. I keep calling him Trevor. Devin Booker is lighting us up right now. Knicks down by 21 to the Phoenix Suns.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Shout out everybody in the chat once again. Let me go to the phones. Let's hear from Nate in Rochester. Once you talk about free agency, Nate, how you feeling, bro?
Yep. What up? We're getting killed right now, so not feeling great. Right. But yeah, real quick about free agency. I think I don't know which one of you guys made the point about how players like they team up now to like get like their rings and stuff. I still feel like right now, like if you look at like the past couple like teams that won championships, like with like the Warriors, the Heat, Spurs, and like I don't know, and the Mavericks, like they still all stuck with their franchise guy. Like I feel like player movement is moving around, but like the guys that still stick with their teams, and like the teams that are building around their guy are still winning championships. So I think that's like something to consider. And like in general, like I feel like everybody's like banking on us getting a free agent, but like I don't necessarily think that one day we are going to get a free agent. And two, that we even have to pursue one. Because, like, if you look at this team right now, we're not really in a position to compete at all. And if you look at the teams that, like, went, that, like, add free agents, like when the Cavs added LeBron, or, like, the Warriors added KD, or, like, Andre Iguodala, or, like, just in general, like, teams usually have something ready for the free agents when they're in, like, in a win-now mode. Like, we don't have anything, like, really ready to like, go with. So I feel like we could, like, be patient a bit. Like, let's... Yeah, like, let's wait for, like maybe, like, a draft class, like, or a free agent class. Like, Giannis is a free agent, like, 2021. Like, let's build our assets that we have right now or, like, try to gain some new ones, like, with our – like, I'm hoping this year we get, like, a Zion or something that, like, we have, like, our franchise guy because we kind of don't have that right now. But, like, I feel like – obviously, like, we've been patient for a while, but, like, I think we had to, like, we're thinking, like, next year, I think it might be even more down the line, like, if you really think about it. As much thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much on the money, man. I think the stars just aren't aligned. I mean, the clocks aren't aligned, but the impatience in me, J. Ellis, says go ahead and do it anyway. I'm just saying, real talk. Real talk.
And like, I could see how like, go ahead, Jay.
I get like. It depends on what the rest of the team is looking like, I guess. Like, if we have to sacrifice more of the team for them to leave anyway in a couple of years, I don't know if I want to do that. But if they want to be here long term and help our team grow, I'm with it. I'm not sure they'll be with it, though. I guess that's the danger, really.
Yeah.
And, like, that's my thing with, like, free agents coming here. I feel like right now, like, if they're not coming for basketball reasons, we're going to have, like, a situation like LeBron's in right now. And, like, if we're, like, I know you guys are skeptical about, like, the media, like, bashing and, like, how, like, Kyrie and KD might be averse to that. But I think that's, like, something, like, real to worry about. Like, if they're unhappy here, like, what's, like, the chances of them, like, signing another contract with us? Because, like, we had to, like, keep those guys long-term if we're going to, like, keep, like, looking for people. So, like, I'm just saying, like, we should be patient. Like, we don't necessarily have to get these guys. Like, we can stick with, like, not what we got right now, but, like, we need to build before we, like, dive off the deep end. Like, there's a process to this. Like, we're skipping steps right now, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that is the quintessential next thing to do, man. Appreciate the quote. That's just what we do, J.O.
Skip steps? Is there any benefit to having a KD here to mentor somebody like Matt?
No.
No?
No, I don't. Maybe. It might. Yeah. It depends on what KD's motivation is, though.
Is KD a mentor?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because KD is Knox's damn near idol.
Yeah.
But DeAndre came over here, changed Mitch's life. You know, you have all these point guards and stuff talking to our guys, DSJ and NBA, while Frank is on the sideline doing stretches. Do we have somebody really who can take Knox's game to the next? I don't know.
His name is Carmelo Anthony. Everybody in the chat, you're like, no, Melo. No, Melo. Dotson keeps looking like he's getting hurt out there, man. He keeps sliding out of bounds.
Who, not?
No, Dotson.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, from LA, I know we don't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Ron Cleveland wants to talk about Money Mitch and Kevin Knox. Ron, what's going on, bro?
Man. Kind of night this is watching this mess tonight, this train wreck.
Yeah, this is a mess, man. This is a mess.
Man, hey, I'm convinced, the league going to do us a solid this year, man. We gonna get that number one draft pick. They gonna give it to us. But
we deserve it, man.
We deserve it. We've been suffering a long time. But I'm gonna start with the bad. Kevin Knox, man.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Knox is becoming a reoccurring theme for stuff that's not good. I'm telling you, I'm really starting to be really concerned about him. And people can say, well, he's young. I get all that. You can be young, but you can do other stuff on the court to affect the game when your shot ain't working. And you can see with him, when his shot ain't falling, his whole body language look bad. He reminds me of the quarterback that you got on your team, that when your team, when they start playing bad, their whole body language, everything just shows, and the whole team just get down because of him on the court. And if you notice there's something here lately, Fizz ain't been playing with him, yanking him. Fizz been yanking him. So when I look at Kevin Knox, man, I'm not impressed. I'm just being totally honest about it. I'm not impressed with his game. It stinks. And so far as Mitchell Robinson, that kid, man, it's unbelievable some of the stuff I'm seeing him do on the court, man, and to think that this guy playing high school ball, ain't never played nothing outside of high school, didn't touch college. He's gonna be scary, man. It's really gonna be scary what he's gonna become.
Indeed.
So, you know, really that's my take for this evening, man. It really ain't much to talk about with them Knicks. I was about to go to sleep. But I was like, they just teeing me off, man. And CPJ Ellis, man, I'm gonna leave y'all with this thought. If I was Fizz, you know what I would do with them guys tonight? The only two people that can get on the team playing tonight would be Mitchell Robinson, Alonzo Trier, and DeAndre Jordan and your boy the other cat. Noah Vonleh. But everybody else, man, I tell them y'all get your ride home the best way you can, man. Don't even get on the plane. Don't even get on the plane, man. Buy your own ticket.
Buy your own ticket, man.
Yeah, I would leave them, man. I wouldn't even tell them what time the plane leaving. But y'all have it, man. Hey, always love the show, man. The Knicks will be back, but this is a long, long year, man. I'm glad it's almost over with.
Oh, man. Oh, we almost there, man. Almost there, man. Appreciate it, Ron.
All right, man.
Bro.
Later.
Almost there, DLs, man.
Yeah, later. Yeah, Knox is not having a great game. You know, 100% in the field. The point of the game where we're actually playing pretty decent defense, Knox was the only one who was left in that
place.
Like the blow by, everybody seemed like they were blowing by him
at
first half. I seen like one pretty good defense in that first half.
105-87, the Battle of the Tanks is coming to a close. Yeah, it looks like the Knicks will reign supreme, if you want to call it that, Jay. I don't know what else.
You're winning the Tank Bowl.
Winning the Tank Bowl. Shout out everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Been a long night.
Woo!
Been a long night.
No, CP, I don't drink.
I just finished my glass of wine. I had about three of those just now.
Oh, I might join you.
Yeah, man.
I might join you.
It's been rough, bro.
No. Man. This is crazy.
Damn.
These Knicks are not here to play today.
Nah.
Pickety, oh, my God. Knox shot 20%.
Yeah, Kevin Knox, 1 for 5. Five shot attempts in 25 minutes. Noah Vonleh, 10 in 5 boards. DeAndre Jordan, 13 and 10. Easy double-double for him.
Rare shot 25%.
Yeah, rare off night for ISO. Maybe he got nervous. He got stage fright. He was playing at home.
Yeah, he probably got family. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, his aunt was in the chat.
Yeah, go home. Huh?
His aunt was in the chat saying that they're going to be at the game and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, ISO definitely got mad family.
Oh, he probably got all of it.
Ooh.
Oh, you know, he's tight. He want to play. He want to win this game.
Yeah, he wanted to win. Down by 14. The Suns have emptied the bench. The Knicks have some rotational players out there. Jason Kidd came to come see the squad.
Yeah.
Earlier today. J-Kid came to come see the squad, JLs. They said he talked to Moody, he talked to ISO, but he didn't talk to, he didn't talk to Frank.
He should have been playing, CP. Might have a better shot.
People on Twitter said, wait, why isn't he talking to Frank, though?
Yeah, that was interesting. Martin Berman, he wrote that Frank said hi to him.
And then just kept walking.
And then kept on walking, and he was doing his groin stretches.
J-Kid gave him a head nod and just kept talking to ISO and DSJ and Moutier. Damn, man.
Yeah.
That's
messed
up,
maybe J-Kid felt like Frank was further along.
That's messed up. Frank got to be feeling like the forgotten son right now, man.
Oh, man.
Moutier gets everything. He gets all the toys. He gets all the playing time.
Bird. Treating Frank like a redheaded stepchild.
Treating him like the redheaded stepchild, man.
How can't Frank play with them, man? That's my stuff. Frank should be able to play with
them. Oh, God, man. Terrible. As DeAndre Ayton and Cal Bridges smile for the camera.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's rough.
This
man.
One is over. Oh, nope. Nick's making it almost look respectful.
Was it Latin Heritage Night? We got the Nueva York practice shirts on.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Shout out everybody in the chat. Flick Nick, what's going on? Ernesto, what's going on? Let's see, where you at, Dale? How'd you get back ahead of me, man? I was ahead of you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I hit the live button.
Oh.
And that
will do it.
Ends it.
That will do it, man.
The bowl.
It's over.
It's over. Nick squarely ahead.
The battle of the tanks is over, folks.
Yes.
See where that puts us.
Booker best ISO.
And we'll get back to the phone. Shout out everybody in the chat once again. This is officially Knicks post game live. Knicks lose 107-96 in the battle of the tanks. Sole possession of last place, Dale.
We in there.
Sole possession of last place.
14% chance.
Yep.
Of winning Zion.
Let's refresh. There we go.
Brutal. Brutal.
Anthony Parasol, what's going on? 13-51 on the campaign, Jay Ellis. 64 games in. 18 games left.
Whew.
And, yeah, he can't come soon enough.
Yeah, man. About a month of basketball left for the Knicks.
Yeah, man.
Knicks lose, we win, we won.
I guess.
We win the war, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess, man.
We lose the battle.
Knicks lose the battle. Hopefully they win the war.
Standouts. I mean, any standouts to see. I know it's hard to do these watch-alongs and actually pay attention to
me. Standouts. You know, yeah, it is kind of hard when you do these watch-alongs. But, I mean, from what I recall, Vonleh, you know, did his numbers.
Yeah.
Vonleh had a decent night. Looks like Dotson. I think Dotson, that's, yeah. Well, 15 points, 9 boards, Dotson,
okay.
5 assists.
Nice all-around game. 10% from the field for Dotson.
Nice all-around game for 3 Dot. Absolutely. ISO, not his best. Came down a little bit. 12
yeah,
points on 3-9 shooting for ISO. Money Mitch, 4 blocks, 8 for 8. A couple blocks on Ayton, so that was pretty decent. Pretty decent
yeah.
on Money Mitch.
Always like when you want to block Ayton. That was,
yeah. It was a nice little battle. Nice little duel they had going.
There was kind of a Knox versus Mikal battle. You want to do it for a sub.
Yeah, for a second.
For a second.
You know? For a second, hey.
Yeah.
How was Mikal Bridges doing this season?
I don't know. I don't have really been checking for him. I haven't seen on ESPN really. You know what I'm saying? No one really talked about him. I'm not sure how he's doing. From one of the announcements kind of thing, it seems like his defense is pretty decent.
3 steals. I think they said, he had to steal every game or something?
I don't know. They mentioned that it's hard to drive on him in general.
Mm.
So, you know, that was always his.
Well, from February 8th to now, he's had a steal in every game. So, I believe that's what they said. Like, yeah, 2 steals. 3, 1, 1, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So, Cal out there playing defense. You got to see what his defensive rating is and whatnot. But, clearly, he's using his length in the passing lanes there pretty well. 8 points, 3 rebounds, his average.
My guy was Miles. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, your guy was Miles. Iverson Vlogs, what's going on? Let's get back to the phones, man.
Okay.
And, somebody's asking for the Q&A link. Dave, you could post the Q&A link in the chat, and we'll get to the phones. Let me... Cup. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up, boys. What else? Couple announcements. Saturday's game. We got Tommy Beer coming through jail. Saturday's game. We got Tommy Beer from Forbes Magazine coming through. That should be a good one.
What time is the game on Saturday?
It's a matinee game. Not good for the Knicks.
Oh, no, we suck at those.
Yeah, we're terrible. We're terrible at matinee games, so not good. But, so that post game should be about 3 o'clock. We're going to 3 o'clock post game with Tommy Beer from Forbes Magazine, and we'll be talking draft and the post game Knicks Kings. All right. Damn it.
That'll be the day.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the phones if it'll. Great. Having some computer issues today. Hasn't been working too well. But as is the case, you roll with it. You know, technical difficulties on a live stream are likely to happen. So.
Yep.
Just roll with it. I'm flagging crazy like crazy, lagging behind like crazy. Keith Sinclair says Knicks always get watched in the matinee games. Yeah, that's a fact, Keith.
Yeah, it's funny. The last time the coach was talking about sleep, and it was like, lack of sleep is why we got whacked before. What was the excuse tonight?
Yeah, right. They were well rested, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know if sleep can be an issue tonight. I'm curious to see what they do.
Devin Booker was an issue. 41 points, 4 dimes, had no answers for him.
Yeah, interesting the difference that week makes, man. I feel like a few games ago, we kind of had like a little bit of a swagger to it. People kind of, we won a game and people kind of getting a little bit puffy chest.
Yeah, that Spurs game was a good win.
Yeah.
Spurs game was a good win, man.
And now, I don't know. We'll see if that puppy just didn't come back.
True, Steve.
Some of these guys step up. I am liking what I'm seeing from Dotson lately, man.
Yeah, yeah. Dotson is definitely stepping. Dotson has stepped up pretty well. You know, ISO was all right tonight. wasn't his best game, but he was averaging about 20 points in his last five games.
Yeah, but Dennis seems like he came out fast in the middle of the season, at least with the Knicks anyway. And now he's kind of tapering. Even though statistically, 16.6 assists, not bad.
Who, DSJ? Assist numbers have been good, man.
Yeah.
His assist numbers have definitely been better than average, for sure. For sure.
Definitely.
Man.
But the turnovers, man.
Yeah, the turnovers kill us.
Three turnovers from Dennis Smith Jr. Moody only played 15 minutes today. 16 minutes. He had five turnovers. Alonzo Trier, 3. Noah Vonleh, 4. DeAndre Jordan also had to be. Turnovers all over the place. They try to use DeAndre Jordan as a little like a point center sometimes. It worked for like a game, but I don't know. This game wasn't really working.
Yeah. DeAndre's return, 17 and
14.
Not bad.
Yeah, assist numbers for this game.
Mm-hmm.
The trend for us ever since the trade happened is our assist numbers have kind of been in that 20-ish range, 23, 21. 17 for us is kind of I guess credit to these Phoenix Suns and their defense. They're going to come now.
Yeah.
We don't turn that ball over. We don't have this low of an assist rate.
Well, yeah, 10 turnovers in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
10 turnovers in the first half. So definitely not how we're going to get the job done, Jay.
Yeah. I think it was 16.
Yeah. Trying to get back into the switchboard. Having a difficulty getting in the phones. Those of you on the phone, just hang tight. Trying to get that at everybody in the chat once again. This is Knicks Post Game Live, number one post game show for the fans, by the fans. CP from Knicks Fan TV. My man Jay Ellis from the Nick of Time Show. If you're a diehard Knicks fan and you're new in the chat, give us a hashtag Nuke so we could shout you guys out. I see most of the regulars in here tonight. Delano Steele in your chat, Dale. Shout out, Delano.
All right. Shout out to Delano.
Yeah, man. Yep. Get to the Tankathon and Knicks up. Knicks are up in the Tankathon. Bad. 1.5 games up in the Tankathon. Updated.
Lost four in a row. Phoenix on a winning streak, won 3 in a row.
Yeah, and with the Big East tournament coming back, we got to go back on the road, man. So
yeah.
We could be on our way. Could be on our way, man.
You want to show shout for Simba? Showing love, man.
Will Slater says, who do we go fit at this point? Picking fifth at this point.
That's when it gets tricky.
That's
when that talent pool is like,
I guess Culver. I think I would go Culver if he doesn't go 3 or 4. He could go 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because, you know, I feel like Culver is rising on a lot of fun.
He's definitely rising.
I've seen some people say they want him.
Yeah. And Tommy Beer, who we'll have on Saturday in his latest mock draft on Forbes magazine, he had Jarrett Culver.
Yeah.
So
who knows?
Yep.
At that point, Dan might be there at 5.
He's been lacking. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
A lot of risk with him. He looks like the one to have the most potential. But I feel like a guy like Cam Reddick, I feel like he's the type of guy that really needs to stay in school.
Yeah, man.
Staying in school, bro. Real talk. He seems like he needs more seasoning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He seems like he could be a really, if he did like 3 years in school, he could be, but
definitely needs to cook a little bit more.
Yeah, he needs to cook a little. He's a little, he's a problem.
But yeah, this draft, man. Woo.
Yeah.
You got your Culvers.
I just did a sim lottery sign, and they gave us a fifth pick.
CP, what do you do?
My fault, fellas. That was my fault to everybody in the chat, man. My fault. Gave us a fifth pick, Dales.
They got New Orleans winning.
yeah, they got the Pelicans winning.
Oh, man. Lord.
My fault. I jinxed us, man. I really hope I didn't jinx, but I think. Craig, make those bandits from the chat.
Damn, that's crazy,
yeah.
That's chronic crazy, man. That seems quick.
that switched up my mentals real quick. Let's see what we got here. If we go to the mock draft,
Yeah.
Got everybody in the phones, man. I'm having some technical difficulties, man. I'm trying to get back. We're still in the Zion race, according to the mock draft. Let's do it again. In lottery.
They gave
us Jared Culver at number 5.
All right.
They had RJ going second to Dallas, but I feel like that should belong to the Hawks, no? Does Dallas own their pick this year?
Oh, Dallas? This year?
I don't think so. Dallas own their pick? I don't know. But anyway, they had RJ going second to Dallas, Ja Morant third to the Bulls. And they had Cam Reddish going to Phoenix, but if Phoenix needs a point guard, I can't see that guy.
Yeah.
Atlanta owns Dallas's pick, anyways. So that second pick, Hawks. They had the Hawks getting R.J. Barrett. Okay.
All right.
Jared Culver, we'll talk to Tommy Beer a little bit and get his insights on Jared Culver.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. Definitely.
Okay. Anybody have questions for Tommy?
Yeah, if you guys have questions for Tommy Beer, we'll do the regular Q&A form. You guys could just submit your questions in the.
Yeah. You'll see
David
here, right?
Dave should be. All right, let's pull up the Q&A form itself. For some reason, I cannot get to the phones.
Will from LI says top 5 protector. Master.
Nash pick is top 5 protector. All right, let's see what kind of questions. Damn, I'm dragging. Here?
Statement Greens.
Yeah, somebody else had a Statement Greens question?
No, they just had Statement Greens question mark. Like, when y'all giving away more stuff?
Yeah. We can do that maybe Saturday. Maybe Saturday we'll do Statement.
Okay.
I'll keep you guys posted, though. Okay, first question, JLS, is from P. Williams. Says, do you think the media is trying to sabotage the Knicks? I'm talking to section LA, LBJ Love was with the news. KP's recruiting KD, and now they're saying KD and Kyrie are looking to sign.
I don't know. I feel like big news.
Yeah, I think it's just them. And I love Shannon Sharpe, don't get me wrong. I think he's hilarious on that show. I just think they literally made that up just to have something to talk about.
Yeah. I know definitely the fans are kind of tired of it.
Yeah.
Fans don't want to jinx it. Every time after that little skirmish, that little thing when they had Kyrie and Katie talking in the hallway. And, I feel like fans are kind of like, "Dude, chill, don't jinx it." Stop talking about it.
Now everybody wanna. Now they played last night. Now everybody wanna do like the little ad libs of what they said. Like, it's kind of just.
It's kind of
man.
Yeah, like the horse is dead. Leave it alone.
I think overall we're just in an OD media market. Like, this is unprecedented time if you think about it. Like, you see how Kyrie and them are reacting to, I guess, the over-scrutinization in the media. I mean, think about players back in the day, man. Rodman, Barkley. They probably would have put their hands on somebody by now, man.
Real talk, man.
Kyrie is just absolutely flustered out there.
I am a little concerned about how they react.
It's kind of crazy. It's like, yo, dog, you guys are only fourth in the East. Like, relax.
Yeah, yo, that's the real thing. It's not as bad as it really is.
Imagine when they come in and the curse of the Knicks hit them and they really start losing.
Oh, my God. It's being a bad karma in the air, dog.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just dated sometimes. I'm sorry, man.
If we get two of them guys in here, we're not going to be out there.
I'm just so used to the losing, Jay Ellis, man.
I know. They're going to pass the ball to each other. Right.
Yeah, right. Yo, for real, man. What's T. Williams' other question? Let's see. T. Williams' other question says, to all the Knox haters, which one of the bridges would you rather have over Knox? You still like Miles? Would you in a redraft between Kevin Knox and the Bridges brothers, who are you taking there?
Yo, I haven't kept up with Miles. I don't know what he's doing, but I would stick with Miles. I seen like a little bit of it. I don't know much.
I'm sticking with Kevin.
I'll go with Miles.
I'm sticking with Kevin. For real.
Let's do a Miles captain.
Yeah, man. Let's check him out. While we wait, Frank from Colorado is with us. He wants to talk about free agency, Kyrie and KD. Frank, what's going on, bro?
Hey, how you doing?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
How you feeling, bro?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just wanted to talk about, you know, this nonsense that your man Chris Broussard put out there today. I just feel like, what is the very essence of what Kyrie and KD are frustrated about? Free agency talk, right?
Yeah.
So if you're frustrated about free agency talk and you sign a contract, those questions are not going to be there next year. So this is just creating a story out of the nonsense that the LA Fox station just keep perpetuating because they want everybody to go to the Lakers. And it's ridiculous at this point, the Knicks hate that's coming their way. We finally get a little, we're finally in the buzz. We're finally in the NBA soap opera. We're finally part of the drama. And here we go. You know, like Chris Broussard, you know, the guy who reported a couple years ago that Mark Cuban was driving around Dallas looking for DeAndre Jordan is putting this out.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, man. I remember that. Yeah, it's just it's just ridiculous, man. It's just ridiculous. It's a complete fabrication. I can't believe that. No one even knows if they're trying to play together, much less, you know, now they're going to go from the Knicks to somewhere else, A.O.'s, because they can't handle it.
Yeah, man.
It don't even make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense at all. So every reporter is wrong. Every credible reporter is wrong. Mark Stein, Chris Haynes, the list goes on and on and on. You know, of every credible reporter who actually Frank Isola is the biggest Knicks hater in the state of New York, probably in the country, and he's even reported that there's validity to this.
Yeah, it's true.
That's all I got to say, guys, man. Keep doing your thing.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
The summer can't come fast enough.
Can't come fast enough.
I can't wait. I just want to fast forward this whole month.
Yeah, real talk. I really wish we could do that right now.
This is like, man.
I
just want to know. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
What are we picking? Who are we getting? Can we just... Ah,
May 14th just get here already.
Oh my gosh, speculations and scenarios. And this guy's off the market. This guy's on. And we can draft this. We can draft. Oh, I just want to be here. Let's go. Give the Warriors their trophy.
Yeah, just give them the trophy already. Even though, man, they might have some problems, man.
The Warriors after the season?
They might have a little difficulty, JL, so I don't know if it's going to be such a cakewalk.
I mean, if they decide not, if they have DeMarcus Cousins on the bench, I don't know if they're going to do it.
I don't know, man. You like Boogie on that team?
Like I think I kind of said before, like, I don't know. I mean, offensively, he's been fine, but defensively, he's a problem.
Yeah.
So I feel like he might be better kind of offense.
That's why I say less is more, man. That's why I say less is more. So,
would that coach still be alive if he's off the bench?
Yeah, right. I don't know, man, but between Denver, you got Houston, OKC. I'm not saying they're going to lose, obviously not, but I always look to see who could give them a good challenge. But they might get challenged. I don't know if Denver will be as real in the playoffs once the playoffs come.
I don't think they'll be as real. But definitely OKC and Houston. I got a couple eyes on them.
Yeah.
Even though I would like to see them kind of pull it off and pull for upset. But then I kind of feel like that would mess up the balance. And, like, Durant might want to stay an extra year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I don't want them to lose, really.
Somebody in your chat said, do we have a better chance of landing KD if the Warriors win or if they lose?
Oh, if they win. I feel like if they win. I feel like the Warriors
win. If he gets his three.
Yeah.
That's a light three, man. That is a light three.
It is a light three, man. That is a light. That's, you know what it is? You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Like assisted pull-up. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
that's what it is. It's like you got somebody under you pushing you. Or you even a blink or value? I don't know.
Yeah.
You keep your knees on a little thing to help you pull up. That's just, yeah.
Nah, I feel you, man.
Those three wins are cool.
Yeah. I feel you, bro. Let's go to Mike from Yonkers. He wants to talk about Dotson's future with the Knicks. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, man? What's going on, guys?
John, how you feeling, bro?
Good. I wanted to see, what do you guys think of Dotson for, like, the future? Do you see him starting in the future or coming off the bench? What do you guys think about that?
Either or, really. Like, he might be a bench player, but I can see him, like his defense to me is just, starters defense, and like if we have guys who can cause havoc and break down a defense, get out from these like a pretty good like in my eyes. But Trier has that starters offense. He has a starters mentality offensively. He could probably start. On any team, he's so damn efficient, and he's just more solid down. But
I like that, man. I like that a lot. Right now, I see him more as a role player, 6'7" man. But either way, he's shown that versatility that he can do both. You know, I think he can do both. But you know, I just wish that we could really elevate this team because I think you'll see his strength. I think he'll make this team so much more stronger. Better players, and it's less pressure on him to force the issue.
Gotcha.
The game, he can allow the game to come to him. Some better talent around.
Exactly. Gotcha.
After him.
What'd you say, JLs?
Finishing after him. Ball handling, finishing after him.
Yeah.
I really feel like he's kind of good. I like this one. It's a plus minus, man. Even when he's having a bad game, look at the plus minus.
True. True indeed, man. All right, Mike. Appreciate the call, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hey. That was Mike from Yonkers, J. Ellis. Shout out to everybody in the chat once again. This is Knicks Post Game Live. Knicks fall to the Phoenix Suns in the Valley of the Sun by the score of 107-96. Oh, man. David Fooder, Nick joins us. What up, David?
What up, Dave?
Shout out, David. What was David's question, JL? So I missed it. He's in your chat. Check out what his question is.
This is, how worried are you boys that fans are too attached to Moutier and wants him back next year?
Yo, listen, man. I mentioned that. I mentioned that the other day. I said, I don't know. Where's my guy? What's the guy's name, man? That's in the G League right now. What the hell happened to him?
Kadeem?
Yeah, where's Kadeem, man?
Kadeem
the Dream is dreaming of Westchester.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'm telling you, man, he's not coming back up. We've seen the last of the Dream, though.
Yeah, I don't know. We might have seen the last of the Dream, man.
This guy dropped he was tearing up the Ren NBA, and
yeah,
he got banished it. He's with Jared Jackson.
I think they put him in Westchester to sell tickets now as the highlight.
Definitely.
Kadeem is on the marquee of the Westchester Knicks, man.
For factual, yo, I can see a scenario, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to be here next. So I don't know if Moutier is going to be here. I don't know if Frank is going to be. I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely see a scenario where Moutier comes back. If Kyrie comes here, yo. If Kyrie comes here, I can see, and then signing back Moutier as a backup. I can see that happening.
I wouldn't be surprised, bro. I would not be surprised, man. I think they like him. I think it's pretty clear when they traded for him.
Yeah.
You know, I think Perry's high on him. Obviously, Fizdale's been high on him. He's been enamored with him, damn, since day one. Before he even said, "I love New York," he said, "Moutier, you're the man."
Exactly. I thought they could save more money if they ended up shipping DSJ and then signing Kadeem. I'd be good with that.
Yeah. True indeed. True indeed, man. So, I wouldn't rule Moutier out by any stretch.
Me neither.
I would not rule Moutier out by any stretch.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Just do not know.
If we don't sign anybody, then everybody might be back.
Yeah, man. David, when are you going to come on the show, David? We're waiting on you, man. I told David we got a spot on him on the show, JL. So we're waiting on him to accept the invitation to the third screen.
Oh, the third screen spot?
Third
open.
Screen
open
spot.
Finish.
Third screen is going to be filled by Tommy Beer this Saturday. Tommy Beer, man.
You know, it's funny. Is that the whole team dot, David?
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
That was my first introduction to David. I shared his whole team dot, bro.
Yeah.
Dotson being the whole team.
Yeah. That was definitely
the
him.
The school style. What was that? The high school class picture.
The class picture, yeah.
Yeah, with every head being Damian Dotson. Yeah.
Whole,
I was like, this is
whole team died for real, man. Whole team died for real. And by Saturday, we'll have these technical issues fixed. It's having an off night today. Having an off night tonight in terms of the stream, but it's all good. Anthony Paris over in the chat said, "What's up with the Ninja Turtle like headbands these guys are flossing around these days, yo?" I saw Jimmy Butler with one on, and it was like, He was preparing for a ninjutsu tournament. I
don't know. I started noticing. And
yeah.
My guy from Sacramento was rocking it too.
Yeah, heavy, man.
I don't know, man.
That's a new trend.
It is a new trend. I don't know. Maybe I should shift. Are we behind people?
I don't know, man.
Do we get a Knicks Ninja Turtle headband?
The days of the classic headband are gone.
Now these
dudes are going into full-blown combat.
Yeah, man, we just have to throw in the background.
They got the Dragonfly Jones joint.
So when the wind kicks it, it looks mad dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. When what's-his-name was here, he would rock it in the beginning, and then when he would shoot a brick house, he would take it off and do a little bit better. Wesley Matthews. Wesley Matthews would wear it and come to the game, he'd go like 0 for 8. And then he finished like 3 for 11 once he took it off.
Definitely right about that. He definitely messed up his mojo. Yeah. But when he was on Dallas, though, he was flaming us when he had it on.
He was flaming us
with the Ninja Band.
Absolutely. Keith and Skelly said Butler looked like Show Enough from The Last Dragon.
Oh, who's the master? No, Young Simba's right. Drew Holiday just started.
Drew Holiday. That was definitely the Drew Holiday wave. Good point, man. Young Simba makes his return to the Nick of Time show.
Yeah, man.
There you go. Looking forward to that Lion King flick. Sales.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, live action. And the Aladdin joint. Did we do the box score already? You want to do some play ratings real quick?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I didn't get to really watch.
It's kind of hard to do it when we do these watch alongs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know how I play. What do you think of that? Who's the top? I'll ask the chat. Who's the top three?
I would say definitely Vonley, Dotson, and DSJ. Or DeAndre, sorry. I would go.
Vonley was Dotson early. That's the game.
I'd go Vonley 3, Dotson 2, and DeAndre 1.
Vonley 3, Dotson 2, DeAndre.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I can't really.
Frank says zeros across the board.
Damn.
Even if we won the battle of the tank. I don't know. Shout out everybody in the chat one more time. Give your boys a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channels.
We're
trying to get to 10,000 subscribers before the season is up.
That'd be great. I'm trying to keep it 5.
That would be great.
Seasons up, but you know, that'd be great.
Yeah, man. Well, let's get to it, man. Hit that subscribe button. I know some of you regulars are regulars, but you haven't hit the subscribe button. So yeah, hit that subscribe button, man. Trying to get to 10,000. Also, I'm gonna be doing more videos on classic Knick games. If you guys have any requests, once this video is finished, leave it in the comments section. Classic games, what classic games do you want to revisit? I have an access to a nice little archive of NBA games, so I'm going to be doing some more recorded content in that regard. So whatever classic games, classic battles that you guys have liked, you know, when you were growing up, or any Knick teams of the old days that you want to recap on, we're gonna be doing that to kind of add to the off season content.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Simarjeet Singh says the 4-point LJ game. Yeah, obviously that'll definitely be one of them. The playoff games I'll probably do is like a series. So yeah, all the playoff series will definitely recap as well. That should be. Peter Blake says 9-2 Knicks. A lot of people say 9-2 Knicks was the best of that era, JL.
92 Knicks?
Yeah, I believe they won 57 games. So close to it.
Okay,
all right. Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Pettison says due to dunk, Heat versus Pacer Wars. Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking.
I know
Mitch was talking about Marcus Camby. Marcus Camby's supposed to be talking to Mitch, mm-hmm. and Mitch never heard of him. He said he's going to Google him.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That was funny.
That made me feel mad. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing, but then I was thinking, like, I wonder if the first video he sees is Marcus Camby throwing that overhand right at Jeff Van Gundy. Holding on to his ankle.
Oh, man. Almost took Jeff's head off, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to send Mitch that video.
Almost took Jeff's head off, man. Yeah, we got some good ones. The 9-3 brawl against the Suns, Kevin Johnson and Greg Anthony.
Oh,
That was a good one. Pat's return to the Garden with the Heat. Oh, yeah, the first game back. Yeah, that was a rough. Bernard King Christmas. Bernard King back-to-back 50-point games. Okay, Russell.
All right.
See that? Yeah. Yeah, we got some good suggestions, man. Some good suggestions,
yeah,
for sure. So definitely I'm going to get cracking on those. And that's about it, man. What do you think about wrapping up, JLs?
I'm with it. Bro.
Yeah.
Talk about everything you have to talk about.
Yeah, man. It is 12 midnight. And, yeah, let's wrap up, man, because these technical difficulties. Well, computer, I'm back up now. Oh, we might have one more call coming. So save one more call and wrap it up. Once again, shout out everybody in the chat. This is Knicks Game Live. Knicks go down 107-95 to the Phoenix Suns. First place in the Battle of the Tank. And we got the Kings coming up on Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
All right.
Kings coming up on
Saturday. The rematch.
Yeah, the rematch, yeah.
I do like to see that kind of match over there.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go to Zay from Long Island. He wants to talk about the future of the Knicks in tonight's game. Zay, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
How you feeling, bro?
What's going on? I've been watching your show for a couple months now. I like what you guys do. You know?
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, keep it going. Y'all been keeping hope alive. You know, it's been a hard season. Actually, it's been a hard couple years. And
been a long season, bro.
Sometimes I wouldn't even like watching it. I'll just go straight to your show because that's the only thing that's keeping me up. Cheer for these Knicks.
Hey, man. That's why we're here, man. Definitely appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate the support.
So far this season, I feel like Ninja P, you know, he did his thing, you know. We got Money Mitch, he's looking good. Trier, he's looking good. I don't know. I think Boudier needs to get off the team. I don't think there's no future with him, but Fizz got to rock hard for him, so I don't know what's going on with that. who else? Knox, I feel like he don't got no one to really, like, follow on the team. He had, like, Tim Hardaway mentoring him, so that's what messed him up. But if he gets, like, a Durant or a Paul George or – somebody to really mentor and put him under the wing, I think he has a lot of promise. And I really don't really see anybody else on the team that really, like, got me blown away. ISO, he's going to be like, he's looking like the next Lou Williams. He looks like that type of guy for the future. Like, if you give him more time, he could put up a good amount, like, breakout games for the Knicks coming off the bench. I don't know. I'm real nervous about this draft, though. I'm like, ah, man, like, this year he had to, like, the Knicks are really, really bad, and then we just, like, ah. And now they got, like, 14% chance, and I'm just like, damn, I hope, man.
Yeah.
I'm praying for that Zion, man.
Yeah, what a year.
What a year, man, for them to change it up on.
Why it had to be this year? Why couldn't it do it another year or something, man? But it is what it is. But I like what you guys doing. Keep doing it. I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to show all my support and stay up.
Hey, appreciate it, Zay.
Appreciate
the call,
bro.
Man.
Great call, man. Cool.
Yeah, man. How about Timmy JLS on the trade? When the Nets came in town, or the Mavericks came in town and got washed by the Nets earlier this week, I guess Bondi must have gotten an exclusive with him on the trade. And Timmy says it's mind-blowing. It's kind of weird when you go back to a team and they trade you again. I mean, that's kind of crazy, man. But
what else is mind-blowing in defense?
Yeah, facts.
And shooting percentage, too. That was mind-blowing as well.
He also says, I let them know what we had was special. I really think they didn't give us an opportunity to have KP. That's what I told them, but it is what it is. We move forward. it was very disappointing. I wanted to be here. I wanted to be here and build something special. But obviously they wanted something different. I'm happy where I'm at right now. He says he found out through his agent, JLS. They couldn't even tell him. They couldn't even tell him face to face. Oof. Yep. Ugly business.
You know Tim Hardaway Senior fit.
Oh yeah. And you know damn well that's why they didn't call him.
Oh yeah. Tim Hardaway Senior would have been at the door.
He would have got on his Miami Heat vibes.
Oh, you know it. He's like, y'all have me sitting here in this building for this long. And you want to trade my son? Like, yeah. I ain't want to be here anyway. That's what he was thinking.
Yes.
That's exactly what he was thinking, bro. Like, listen, your boy, listen to me. Your boy KP is the reason why you're out in the first place.
Facts. That's it.
Because really, if KP wanted to be here, there was no way we was going to be able to trade.
Yeah. Basically.
That was a fact. Like, you would have.
You collateral damage, buddy.
Yeah, man. If KP wanted to be here, we would have to find out what it was going to be. We had no choice but to find out.
Yeah. You just collateral damage to me. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, his numbers have been a bit down since joining in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they've been losing quite a bit there. I think they lost tonight as well.
Yeah, yo, Dallas, I saw some Dallas Twitter was going in on Timmy early.
Yeah, they were tight. Dallas Twitter has already had enough of Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah, for real. real.
Sorry, Dallas Twitter. He's yours now. No backsies.
No backsies.
No backsies.
Yeah,
I used to play that game in school back in the day, Tails. No backsies.
Oh, definitely did that.
No backsies.
Nah, you
gave him
to us. You good on that.
Yeah, man. All right, Tails. So let's get out of here, man. I'm going to throw it up on you.
All right.
Shout out everybody in the chat one more time. This has been the Knicks post game live show.
Yep.
Knicks in sole possession of last place in the NBA. And yeah, that's the story, man.
We made it, man.
All right, Dale, go ahead and sign out. I don't know what the hell happened to my music, but it ain't working. Got it.
Yep, didn't have a podcast this week. So the threats of snow and all that stuff, and then not even going that bad, which is crazy. But anyway, if you want to listen to the podcast, check the SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, all that. Also, the YouTube channel. And you know what, too? Watch out for the merch. Merch is coming. It's on the way. I am working on it. So hopefully next week, merch coming. And yeah, if you want to follow me on any social media, check my link in my description. I am on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Links are all in the description. Also, if you want to check out the blog, all I got is my guy, Ryan G. He just wrote about Mitch being a savior of Gotham, New York City. Go read that. Link is in the description as well, MitchTomShow.com. And you know what? Get my merch series too as well. Link in the description for all the merch. That is all. Back to you, CP Beckett.
All right. Appreciate it, Chael. Appreciate it, man. And shout out to everybody that joined us tonight, man. Had a couple technical difficulties on the stream, but listen, man, we just roll with it. See all the regulars were in hand, so shout out to everybody that came in. Audio version of tonight's I can't even speak. Audio version of tonight's stream, as well as past episodes are on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Alexa. If you have an Alexa device at home, just say, Alexa, please play Knicks Fan TV, and they will play the latest of the show. Merch, okay. Link to the merch, all the t-shirts and hoodies and hats are in the video description below. Check out some of our past video content up in the video menu at the top and right, and especially the podcast that Jay Ellis and I recorded with Jonathan Macri of the Knicks Film School on Sunday. We had a real good time with that. Special guest this Saturday coming up, Knicks versus Kings postgame. We have Tommy Beer coming on the show from Forbes Magazine. Get your questions ready on the draft, on the Knicks, whatever the case may be. Get your questions ready. Tommy Beer is going to be ready for us. And, yeah, man, that's about it. So with that being said, thanks again for everybody for coming through. Simmerjit, appreciate it. Keith Sinclair, Frank Sandberg, Michael Parker, thanks for the super chat. David, Fruit and Nick, thanks for checking in. Thanks for everybody who called in. Julie and Cody, Will from LI, definitely appreciate it. Frank Matos, thanks again. Go ahead, JLC.
Yeah, man. Young Simba, Alawaz, Alana, Enzo, Abe Bezel, you, Craig Williams, I'm a one KOP fan. You know, Cody, too, Cody be holding down for mad long. Shout out to Cody.
Yeah, man.
Still from LI. Shout out to all you guys, man, holding down for us. Thanks, Brian.
Jack, appreciate it, man. So remember, Saturday, 3 p.m., Tommy Beer, tell a friend to tell a friend. Share these videos. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that thumbs up. We'll see you guys on Saturday. TM, appreciate it. Give that a thumbs up on your way out.